This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 11 a.m. Paris time on the 11th day of the 11th month, the First World War came to an end. It's Veterans Day here in the U.S., and this summer marked 100 years since the outbreak of hostilities that became what was then called the Great War. To commemorate Britain's war dead, an artist has staged a powerful installation at the Tower of London. It's really popular and lucrative for veterans' charities, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This is a breathtaking sight. The empty moat around the Tower of London now runs red with a carpet of handmade ceramic poppies. 888,246 of them have been hammered into the ground. One poppy for each of the British and colonial soldiers killed in the Great War. So far, more than 4 million visitors have come to shuffle past this unforgettable image of remembrance.
The fact that every one of these represents a death in the war begins to give some sense of the enormity of the loss.
Well, it's just an amazing way to commemorate the 100 years of the war movement. It's fantastic.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's stunning.
Very, very moving. Extremely moving.
The memorial has had such an impact on Britons that there have been calls to turn it into a permanent display. But Nigel Hines, one of the organisers, says there's a problem with that.
Each of the poppies has been sold, and all the income from that has been donated to a range of charities.
The sale of these ceramic poppies has raised around $25 million to help today's veterans and their families. Tomorrow, the long process of dismantling the display will begin. A small selection of the poppies will stay in the moat until the end of the month and then tour the country, but the rest will be shipped off to the people who've bought them, mostly families of the war dead. The artist who created the display is ceramicist Paul Cummins.
These people died for what they believed in, and the people who have bought them have a relatives or direct connection to them. So it completes the circle. They go home.
Every day at dusk on the edge of the moat, an army bugler plays the last post commemorating the fallen. The poppies have to go, says Cummins, not only to raise money for charity, but also to symbolise transience. At the Tower of London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.